God's attributes were manifested to his bride in his last days. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are. And
Satan knows your destiny from earth to glory, our destination. And where we are going, he can't go there. And he knows he can't stop you from going there. But he has decided before you go, he will make our lives here miserable on earth. That's why it's only children of God that give testimony. Because testimony is a product of a test. Every day we are fighting battles, battles, battles. If you have any expectation, Satan will stop it. That's why somebody here all your life, you've been praying and praying and praying. Each time you pray, God will tell you, I have answered you. My daughter, it is done. My son, it is done. When now? What is happening? Our weapons are not carnal, but what? They are mighty through God. And that means prayer. Now listen, church. You can never finish knowing this God. That's why we must study him. And there are various means of studying him. We learn to know him and to know how to walk with him through testimonies of brethren. That's why we allow people to testify. Then you will know how God works. When he says a miracle working God, you won't understand until you hear or you see a testimony. There is nothing God cannot do. Now the only thing is, we have no faith. And what is it that gives you faith? Faith is not imaginary. Faith, there is something that makes you have faith. And two things makes us have faith, as I was saying: the testimonies of the people, your own personal testimony of your experience with God that gives you the reality of the existence of God and what he can do. And secondly, Bible stories. So I have a short exhortation today. I titled God's Battle Plan. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated one moment. Amen. When you come to Christ, praise God, you have enlisted yourself into the army of the Lord. Not too many Christians know this. Some Christians know this. And that's why they don't play with their prayer life. Prayer is not a program. Prayer is to your spiritual life what oxygen is to your physical life. Hallelujah. That is what Apostle Paul caught when he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's a wrestle. Satan knows your destiny from earth to glory, our destination. And where we are going, he can't go there. And he knows he can't stop you from going there. But he has decided before you go, he will make our lives here miserable on earth. That's why before anything, you get anything, a Christian, a true child of God, before any testimony, that's why it's only children of God that give testimony. Because testimony is a product of a test. Every day we are fighting battles, battles, battles. If you have any expectation, Satan will stop it. Daniel, 21 days, the answer to his prayer was released. But a certain prince And everywhere, that is why it is a kingdom. Satan has his kingdom. He has federal government. He has state government and local government. In fact, he has United Nations organization, where they all gather from all nations. Persia was one of his kingdoms. And the demon in charge of Persia was called a prince, where Daniel was. Daniel was in captivity, and he saw the face of the Lord, and God was bringing answer. Hallelujah. God was bringing answer. But this prince of Persia withstood the testimony. Withstood it. Maybe that's why somebody here, all your life, you've been praying and praying and praying. Each time you pray, God will tell you, I have answered you. My daughter, it is done. My son, it is done. When now? What is happening? Amen. So don't sit down. Apostle Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. But the same Apostle Paul said, our weapons are not carnal, but what? They are mighty through God. And that means prayer. That means prayer. Now listen, church. You can never finish knowing this God. That's why we must study him. And there are various means of studying him. We learn to know him and to know how to walk with him through testimonies of brethren. That's why we allow people to testify. Then you know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then you will know how God works. When he says a miracle working God, you won't understand until you hear or you see a testimony, a miracle he has done. Amen. A young girl just this night was reminding me. I didn't even know the impact of that testimony until she was sharing with me. Some years back, while she was still in secondary school, some years back, and she said she had renal failure. Her two kidneys collapsed. She had an infection that her two kidneys collapsed. And she was taken to Shagamu General Hospital from school. And she said, the doctors concluded she will have to go for a kidney transplant. All I know is that she was lying there. She had passed out for so many days before we were informed. Myself and one other minister or so, we took off to the hospital in Shagamu. We saw her on that bed, the way she was gone. The doctor said they will have to take her to UCH Ibadan and do a kidney transplant. Maybe she will live because the two kidneys had gone. I didn't know. She's just telling me the impact of that testimony today. I didn't know it was kidney. I didn't know. She said, after we came there, we prayed for her. All I know is that she became well later. She said that when they went, the doctor came back to check on her, they found out that she had two brand new kidneys. Hallelujah. And I was looking, I said, you mean that was what happened? Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You mean this was exactly what she said? For days she was gone. That's a miracle. She said, that is why when it is time to thank God, she thanks God in a different way. She knew she was dead and she was brought back to life. So there's a God that can turn a kidney to brand new. She said, not too long ago, she said, she was having some problem, complications of health, and our medical department, he had told her to go and do a certain test to check her kidney because they could not understand what was wrong with her. She said she went and had the test and brought the result to them. And they were saying, nothing is wrong. Everything in your kidney, everything is perfect. When God does a miracle, he will let the whole world know, I am in charge. You know why that type of testimony gives you hope? Praise God. It gives you hope. Amen. To know that this God is real. When I dare for somebody like me, when I see what happened like that, and I tell you God is real, it is because I have seen something, I have heard something. I want somebody to have faith this night that there's nothing God cannot do. Hallelujah. Jayola, I know you know better than me that there's nothing God cannot do. Praise the Lord. Some time ago, a young girl, the same problem related to my wife years back. And my wife kept telling me, a distant cousin, that the daughter has been there for long. How long was it in Lut? She was there,
2 weeks in coma.
She was 2 weeks in coma. Her situation was so bad. They kept them somewhere waiting for her to die. And my wife was remembering the testimony I've just given now. Kept telling me, if only you can just go to that hospital. And I said, no, let's be praying for her to home now. He said, if only you can just go to Lut. And I took off one day, let's go there. Praise the Lord. And she was lying lifeless there. With the mother by the side. I laid my hand on that baby. Amen. And God healed that girl. Praise God. And 3 weeks ago or so, and they came to visit me, and my wife was telling me, this is the girl that so testimony. I said, you're the one. She came to tell us she's going to marry. Came to inform us she's going to marry. She has reached marriage age now. She's going to marry. How will I see that one and doubt what God can do? She came back from coma and was healed. And they were discharged. He never fails. Our God never fails. There are a lot of testimonies I cannot give personally. But you can see the secret of my faith. I cannot give some testimony because people will miss it. They will think I'm pointing them to me, that I have power over anything like that. Small time, you'll be disturbing me to go to the hospital and pray for your relation. That's not why I give this testimony, is to achieve two things. Number one, to know what God can do. And number two, James said Elijah was a man of like passion, ordinary man like us. For you to know that if I pray, he answers. You too can pray, God will answer. That's all. Nothing more. Don't call me to go and pray for your relation in the hospital. Amen. I'm saying that use me as a point of reference. If Pastor Moses prayed and you answered, I come by the same faith, I come by the same grace and pray. What of you that your relation may be in a hospital abroad and I'm here in Nigeria? I cannot come there. Amen. No, there is nothing God cannot do. Now, the only thing is we have no faith. And what is it that gives you faith? Faith is not imaginary. Faith, There is something that makes you have faith. And two things makes us have faith, as I was saying. The testimonies of the people, your own personal testimony of your experience with God that gives you the reality of the existence of God and what He can do. And secondly, Bible stories. Bible stories. Amen. So I have a short exhortation today. I titled God's Battle Plan. God's Battle Plan. Where did I pick this inspiration from? I picked the inspiration from the story of Jehoshaphat. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Let's go there. From verse 1. If we're in a battlefield, if we're in a battle, Christian faith is a battleground, then there are, and then we have seen that the weapons of our warfare, they are mighty through God. Let's see how it was applied in the matter of Jehoshaphat. A story we know so much, but we can always use it to remind ourselves. In case COVID-19, frustration, joblessness, lack of money, and everything has made you to forget. Let me remind you again. Please follow carefully. I may say something that will quicken your faith. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, one country, and the children of Ammon, the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Ammonites, and with them other beside the Ammonites, and many more apart from the Ammonites, they came against Jehoshaphat to battle. They came against a covenant child of God to battle. They come against Israel. Israel, God said they are the apple of His eyes. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a... Now, first and foremost, let me pick it so to save time. Let me just be following it one after the other like that. The enemy was planning. Jehoshaphat didn't know. But in verse 2, the revelation came. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there are coming a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea, on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is Engedi. And some of us here have one revelation or the other of a danger that is coming. You either saw it in a dream or a prophecy has been given to you. That pregnancy you have, that you will not deliver it alive. That you must travel to go for a burial, but that the enemy is waiting for you, that if you go there, you will not come back alive. And that your matter has been concluded. Some of you physically, a shrine, they have written you, physically, assassins, whatever you call it, hired assassins, have written you, armed robbers have written you. One revelation or the other of a danger around you. You went for counseling. Prophet Timothy told you, and you know anything he sees comes to pass. That they are coming, oh, don't go out, so, they are coming. That was the extent of Jehoshaphat. From verse 3 to verse 12, and Jehoshaphat feared. It's normal to fear. That's why God will tell you, fear not. Fear not. Jehoshaphat feared. But because he has knowledge that the weapon of our warfare, they are mighty through God. Listen very well. And Jehoshaphat feared. Jehoshaphat did not immediately, he didn't stand up. Listen very well. We want to learn something from Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat didn't stand up and say, it's a lie. You will not succeed. I bite you. You will not come. You will not this. You will not that. I have told you. What you are doing is you are fighting the battle by yourself, such prayers. I will continue to say, not too many of people catch this revelation. There are some battles that you will fight by yourself. Anyone will say, I'm not going to live this year. Die by fire. Die by fire. Anybody will say, this year, I will not complete that house. I must complete that house. That person, you will die. You will die. You pray this prayer for the past 5 years, that house is still not completed. Won't you change? The fierceness of the battle enables you to use the most effective weapon. And the most effective weapon is prayer. Listen, did you hear my English? Jewish? Imo prophet. Listen, Imo prophet, does that? A Jew, all the Jews are going back home. What are you doing in Nigeria? Listen, the size of the biggest weapon we have. Listen, we have been given power to bind and to loose. I'm teaching you something, okay? Amen. This year we soon finish. Will it end like last year ended for somebody? This year must end better than last year ended. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I repeat, whether you answer amen or not, me, this year will end better than last year ended for me in the name of Jesus. Listen. The meaning of prayer. This is not prayer. If you say, I bind you, I scatter you, I kick you. It's not prayer. In case you have not heard me before, that is not prayer. What are you doing? You are fighting. You are exercising your authority. There's nothing wrong about it. But there is time to do that. How do I know that it is time to do it? It's because I don't do and the situation no change. Secondly, this one, when they come, I don't say my faith no reach this one. Three might, in fact, as you read, you notice that the story even goes, it was five different nations that gathered to finish Jehoshaphat. Five different nations. There's a reason why they mentioned the Ammonites and the Moabites. There's a reason they mentioned their names. But whatever it is, that's not where I am going. The enemy is enemy. Whether it's living with you or it's your blood relation, your enemy is your enemy. And they came against him. Please, praise the Lord. Is Jehoshaphat, don't Israel have their army? They have their army. They have their weapons. They fight battle too like other nations. But this one now, the size of this army that are coming against them, his own faith here, his army here, cannot face these ones. That was why he was afraid. But let's see it now. What is prayer? I have defined prayer. Prayer is going to a higher authority to intervene on your behalf. That is the meaning of prayer. Prayer is calling on a higher power, a higher authority to intervene over a matter on your behalf. That's why he said the weapon of our warfare, they are not a carnal, they are mighty through God. Through God. Many of us, instead of praying, we are fighting. Instead of praying, We are exercising our faith. The faith, it works. But I'm just telling you now, oh, glory be to God. It works. But know the limit of your faith. For even that faith, we grow in it. We grow in it. You should be able to know the limit of your strength over any matter. Hallelujah. He gave them power to go and cast out spirits. Jesus gave his disciples. And some were going away, but some, one particular one refused to go. They had to take it to a higher power. And before he came out, the thing went, pam, it has gone. Amen. Because it is a higher power. Higher power. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the meaning of prayer. A young boy was in my office today, we were just sharing. And he was telling me, he said, see how me I pray. I said, how you dey pray? He said, he will just sit down quietly, they talk to him and say, hey, Baba, hey, so how we go do this one now? I don't know how I go do. I said, hey, Baba, so how we go do him now? He said, so show me this one now. He said, while he was just talking like that, maybe peace can't catch up. He won't go peace. He said, he won't go peace. Then the voice began to talk to him in answer to what he prayed and gave him the answer to what he wanted. He finished easing himself in the toilet and came back and said, Baba, I thank you for answering me. That's why I tell you, sir, I'm going to serve you every time. You are so wonderful, Baba. You are so wonderful, Baba. Thank you, Lord. Can you see relationship? Praise the Lord. Can you see relationship? It's not every time prayer. Baba, do it now, Baba. It's not that they look at me. Do it now. Well, maybe you won't die. So you want him to pray. Quick. Whatever it is, whichever way you will call, prayer is invoking a higher authority. Praise the Lord. Verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared. And what was the next thing he did is my point of interest. And set himself to seek the Lord. And proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. See the battle plan? He fasted. He saw the face of God. You know what, in the context that is used here, to seek the face of God here, that means he retreated, he withdrew. He stopped all other activities to concentrate on the matter before him that he was bringing before the Lord in fasting. And Judah, the whole nation, gathered themselves together to do what? To do what? To ask help of the Lord. They gather themselves together to ask help. I cannot do it, Lord. Come and help me. To ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, now see prayer. O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? He began to let God know that he knows who he is concerning such matters. Are not thou our God, who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwell therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab, Amasea, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turn from them and destroy them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? Can you see? Wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. That's prayer. That is prayer. Praise the Lord. That is prayer. Acts chapter 4. That was a similar situation. From verse 23. The disciples, they were tormenting them up and down that they should not preach. They were preaching that name. They were tormenting them, put them to prison, caned them, beat them. From verse 23. And being let go, later on they released them to go. What happened? They did not turn to say, Holy Ghost, fire on you. Holy Ghost, fire on all of you. They went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord, the brethren, and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Can you see the same pattern of prayer? Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did they hear the rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, we are gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, hear this prayer. Behold their threatenings. They are threatening us. Some of you here, your witch, uncle, auntie has threatened you too. Behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Verse 30. By doing what? Stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Verse 31. Listen. And when they had prayed, they were not binding and losing. The place was shaking where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spread the word of God with boldness. Power of prayer. Power of prayer. So that you'll understand why Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. In John chapter 14, we have this assurance. John 14, verse 13 and verse 14. This is the words of Jesus Christ himself. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hey, verse 14 again. This is thus said the Lord. This is a scripture you will quote when you want to pray. You need something from God. Did you not say, in John chapter 14 and verse 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Think about that again. And that songwriter says, what you say you will do, that is what you will do. Because he's not a man. He said the word that proceeded out of his mouth shall not return to him void. It shall not return to him void. Praise the Lord. If you shall ask anything, anything in my name, I will do it. What am I preaching again? Even this one is enough for you to go on your knees and start to say, you said it. Now this is what I want you to do for me.